7. Evolutionary Mind Levels. The seven Ajahn mind spirits are the versatile mind ministers to the lower intelligent existences of a local universe. This order of mind is ministered from the local universe headquarters or from some world connected therewith. But there is influential direction of lower mind function from the system capitals. On an evolutionary world much, very much, depends on the work of these seven Ajahns. But they are mind ministers. They are not concerned in physical evolution, the domain of the life carriers. Nevertheless, the perfect integration of these spirit endowments with the ordained and natural procedure of the unfolding and inherent regime of the life carriers is responsible for the mortal inability to discern, in the phenomenon of mind, aught but the hand of nature and the outworking of natural processes, albeit you are occasionally somewhat perplexed in explaining all of everything connected with the natural reactions of mind as it is associated with matter. And if Urantia were operating more in accordance with the original plans, you would observe even less to arrest your attention in the phenomenon of mind. The seven agent spirits are more circuit-like than entity-like, and on ordinary worlds they are encircuited with other agent functionings throughout the local universe. On life experiment planets, however, they are relatively isolated. And on Urantia, owing to the unique nature of the life patterns, the lower agents experienced far more difficulty in contacting with the evolutionary organisms than would have been the case in a more standardized type of life endowment. Again, on an average evolutionary world, the seven agent spirits are far better synchronized with the advancing stages of animal development than they were on Urantia. With but a single exception, the Ajahns experienced the greatest difficulty in contacting with the evolving minds of Urantia organisms that they had ever had in all their functioning throughout the universe of Nebadan. On this world there developed many forms of border phenomena, confusional combinations of the mechanical non-teachable and the non-mechanical teachable types of organismal response. The seven agent spirits do not make contact with the purely mechanical orders of organismal environmental response. Such pre-intelligent responses of living organisms pertain purely to the energy domains of the power centers, the physical controllers, and their associates. The acquisition of the potential of the ability to learn from experience marks the beginning of the functioning of the agent spirits. And they function from the lowliest minds of primitive and invisible existences up to the highest types in the evolutionary scale of human beings. They are the source and pattern for the otherwise more or less mysterious behavior and incompletely understood quick reactions of mind to the material environment. Long must these faithful and always dependable influences carry forward their preliminary ministry before the animal mind attains the human levels of spirit receptivity. The Ajahns function exclusively in the evolution of experiencing mind up to the level of the sixth phase, the spirit of worship. At this level there occurs that inevitable overlapping of ministry, the phenomenon of the higher reaching down to coordinate with the lower in anticipation of subsequent attainment of advanced levels of development. And still additional spirit ministry accompanies the action of the seventh and last adjutant, the spirit of wisdom. Throughout the ministry of the spirit world the individual never experiences abrupt transitions of spirit cooperation, always are these changes gradual and reciprocal. Always should the domains of the physical, electrochemical, and the mental response to environmental stimuli be differentiated, and in turn must they all be recognized as phenomena apart from spiritual activities. The domains of physical, mental, and spiritual gravity are distinct realms of cosmic reality, notwithstanding their intimate interrelations.